I swear, where would you be without me? I just patched you up, and yet you are here once more before me. I'm starting to think I should be examining your head, as you lack the ability to follow instructions. How you tire me out so. I'm glad that you're okay. Seems like you could have been more careful, though. Always reckless, aren't you? I knew it from the moment I saw you. So. New recruit. You're going to be so ridiculously careless, and yet it always seems to work out in the end for you. Sometimes I don't even know why I bother. Now, enough writing your details. Hold still. You're nervous. Could it be because you know you've been bad? Let me see the damage then. Yeah. Overall, quite a lot of cuts and bruises. I'm going to have to do your favorite. Disinfect them. And no, I will not go easy on you. You knew exactly what you were getting into when you left. That explains the smell. Does it not? Don't think I can't see right through you. Okay, antiseptic, warm water. You're lucky I don't make it cold out of spite. But you cannot be doing this to me. My heart can only take so much, and patching up and... all the other recruits are my problem, just you kind of stuck is my problem. Honestly, you should be with someone else healing you, but I'm starting to think you come to me not because I am the closest, but rather because you secretly like when I give you a verbal warning. You thrive on it, do you not? You were such a scared little thing when you first came, but do you know what you told me? When you spoke of going into the battlefield the first time, how you wanted to be a symbol for others, I was completely shocked, but I felt empowered by you. So small and inexperienced, yet you already had it figured out. You would rescue others and fight the good fight with a, and I quote, smile on my face to let them know they will never win against us. That's when I know you would truly be a hero on the battlefield. I have been keeping up with your reports as well. Don't look so sheepish. Please. Please don't think you are invincible either, my friend. However, no one can deny just how much you've done. The only estimates is some field data are corrupt, but to save over 400 lives alone in Eichenwald, no one can simply ignore the actions of yourself. I just worry, over time, that might attract the wrong attention. I cannot help but fret. You are so young. I can patch up your body to the best of my ability. There's not too many issues on that front, just... I don't want you to be a target. I can't always be in the fight. Often they pair me with Reinhardt, and he is truly reckless. What you do pales in comparison to that man, yet I cannot help but see a younger version of him in yourself. He was never scared. He knew what he had to do after the events that followed Eichenwald. He vowed to never stop the good fight, as he calls it, until his last dying breath. Why do you think they send me in after him? There have been far too many uncomfortable situations that have been reported back to me when I wasn't there. So now, I am duty bound to go with him. He makes it seem almost like it's a game, but... Well, I think that's the open wounds I can see for now. I'll need to stitch up the other ones. When is your next deployment? Are you at least allowed some days of rest? If you eat, breathe, and sleep war, then it can have some effects on you. That is not what I want for you, and I hope you understand this. I know you have yet to be defeated, but don't let that get to your head. Then again, what do I know? I'm just a medic. Now you're just trying to butter me up, so I'm not as harsh on you in the end, huh? I'm almost done. Just let me focus. Well, I think that's you done. This is all I can do for now. You'll have to eat a lot of protein if you want these wounds to heal fast, although none of them are overwhelmingly bad. So many does add up and takes a lot of your body's resources. I am happy to... Oh? Your head. This is why you were so sheepish. Let me assess the damage. Okay. You have got to be kidding me. Did you use your head as a battering ram? You do realize it has to be intact for you to function? You must be losing brain cells every fight at this rate. I'm going to have to shave you bald at this rate, just for the ease of access. I can only spray this down. Just hold, this will take a lot. Yes, I'm giving you 24 hours minimum rest. I will not hear anything else come out of your mouth other than thank you, Mercy. You're welcome. Now, go get some good food in you and rest. Tomorrow you will be sore, but there will be an improvement. Any strenuous activity will open you up again, and we won't want a repeat of the first patchwork I ever did. You were able to laugh it off quite well, but it really was no joking matter. Okay. Please be safe. Now go. I have others to attend to. Rest well.